You just don't let anyone drive a 7-ton, 2.5-story hot dog cross-country. Oscar Mayer officials say out of more than 1,000 college graduates who apply to be a hot dogger every year, only 12 cut the mustard. Which leads us to Natasha Best of Yonkers, New York, and Dave Licata of Roxbury, New Jersey, en route through downtown Madison. They honk the Wienermobile horn at some kids on the corner.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Anytime we pass a group of kids, we always play that horn for them.
A lot of schools, a lot of daycares. I'll go bring out the daycare children, and it's a lot of fun.
Bess and Licata are one of six teams that span the nation, acting as ambassadors for Oscar Mayer. The Wienermobile is arguably one of the most effective marketing tools since it first cruised Chicago in 1936. Licata says with a Chevy chassis, V8 engine, global positioning system, and gull-wing hydraulic door, today's vehicle is a far cry from the first one.
It was actually driven with the driver exposed. The windshield only came up to about his torso. Obviously, you have to wear some kind of goggles to prevent him from bugs, various different elements while on the road.
The most original Wienermobile from the 30s was scrapped during World War II.
It was made into bullets and supplies for our troops.
The original Wienermobile may be long gone, but its longevity in the American mainstream is far from over. Monica Wingate is director of the A.C. Nielsen Center for Marketing Research at the UW-Madison. She says the Wienermobile packs just the right mix of grandeur, kitsch, and comfort for consumers.
It's cool in an anti-cool kind of way. The hot dog itself conjures up all sorts of memories of being outdoors, of summertime, of road trips and family. And since 9/11, I think we've seen some return to traditionalism among Americans, and so hot dogs, I think, are part of that.
And then there's that song. You know the one.
So, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
That is what I truly like to be.
At the recent Fiesta Hispano events in Madison, Bess coaches a young girl with a pink dress and pigtails for the Sing the Jingle contest.
Good job!
Bess says she never tires of the jingle because so many people render it differently.
Well, we've had people rap the jingle.
I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
We had one person sing it like they were at the opera.
Un otro Oscar Mayer pido yo.
We had a little boy dressed up as a hot dog, and he had mustard and ketchup on him. It was really cute.
Many older people come up and say hello to the hot doggers. Ed Rowland manages the Wienermobile program for Oscar Mayer. He says as outlandish as a traveling Frankfurter is, it makes people reminisce about simpler times.
One of the first things that every hot dogger hears when a customer walks up to them is, I remember when. I remember when I was 12 and I saw the Wienermobile at the State Fair. Or I remember when I got my first Wiener whistle. And the Americana that exists with the Wienermobile is truly a priceless thing for us.
Look what you've got. You've got a Wienermobile whistle.
Can you open them, Mommy?
I'd be happy to open it.
Where's mine? Licata and Best will hit the road again, onto more fairs and events. Between their Wienermobile and the other five that travel the country, they'll log roughly 150,000 miles before they all hand over their keys to the next wave of hot doggers. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.